W Mobile.
CEF, good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Being ready to pull in the parking lot. How was your day yesterday?
Yeah, it was a good one. And it looks like today's going to be a windy one for sure.
They talking about snow again this weekend. But you know how it is that far out.
Yeah, I heard that. They're saying it's definitely going to be cold, though. So what's your day look like today?
I'm going to get caught up on all my end-of-the-year stuff for last year, doing my reviews for my employees and stuff. I'm up against the deadline now, so I got to hurry up and get her done.
You're just being responsible for Ken.
Sometimes I miss those days. Did you last night or text the group and see if anybody wanted to jump on 80, because there wasn't a whole lot of nothing going on.
I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there playing on a tablet.
I was checking everything to see if there was anything interesting on the radio. There was no POTA, very few things showing up on DX, the DXE or whatever. So I'm like, man, ain't nothing going on. Might as well turn my radio back off.
Out from the weekend.
Yeah, cause that was definitely the way I felt.
A lot of fun
yesterday, and I guess I'm glad I listened to you, because there was quite a few people that have already confirmed the my logbook of the world. Now I just got to import it in the QRZ.
You'd get a lot more confirmations if I'd go ahead and get that logbook of the world, but for some reason I just couldn't get it to transfer, or didn't know how, or just wasn't understanding.
Used what was it? DX Keeper? DX Keeper was a pretty good logbook. What I would do is I got it set up to where everything I did, I would log it into DX Keeper and send it to my logbook of the world. And then all I do is go on QRZ, and on the settings page, I just hit import, and it'll pull all my logbook of the world contacts and put it in QRZ.
QRZ as I go, and then it's supposed to be able to export it from there over to Logbook of the World, but I haven't been able to do it yet.
It seemed a lot easier. I've tried to go straight to QRZ from either DX Keeper, even my Ham Radio Deluxe Logbook, but even when I put that API key in, it's something that just doesn't work right for me.
I see one because it tells me every time I ever contacted that person.
I like the map on QRZ where you can see, you know, I still got a couple states that I haven't got to make contact with, and I wouldn't mind getting them filled out still, but I like being able to look at the map and see what else I need.
I like 4 states from having a contact, and I like about 10 from getting them all confirmed.
I think I've got 3 left, you know, just mixed on all bands. But, you know, a lot of it's FT8s. I don't know how, you know, I ain't going to say it was hard. Although I had quite a few on 10 meters when it was open, but then it kind of petered out.
And on voice. And that I think I got something on every band except for 12.
And something I try to challenge myself to is try to get, you know, a good bit of voice in every state. That way I can kind of, you know, FT8, it's nice. You can get some contacts done, but, you know, I don't feel like it's a lot of hard work, but it is fun for a little while.
That digital stuff. I'm more of a old-timey kind of person.
Not that at all. For me, it was a little bit of the opposite. Like, I didn't really have anybody to talk to. Nobody I knew had radios. It was like digital's a quick way to get in. You know, you get in there and you start making contacts, even like PSK31, you know, type on the keyboard and send messages to people. So it was less intimidating than trying to just learn to key up the radio.
Yeah, right.
Get really much with the digital modes, especially JSA or FT8. I mean, there's none there. You just hit the button and let it do its thing.
It was definitely different for you.
No, it was a great challenge. So I definitely enjoyed it, and I mean, it was even different from the POTA contacts, because, you know, you're just jumping around talking to different people and trying different bands, and I had to, you know, get my filters and stuff. So I've probably learned a lot this weekend that I can actually put to practical use.
Every time there was a contest, tried to, you know, filter them out and weed them out. At least you got to see, you know, how the different people call, you know, and call for QRZ. Some of them don't say QRZ and that, and it's a little bit difficult. And then some of them, you know, when they didn't call, but people called into them, some of them get really upset about that, especially if you're DX. And
hey, that was annoying, just on the other side, because, you know, they're going through their spiel, 7-3s, and you're kind of waiting for that QRZ to come out, or, you know, for them to give their call sign again or something, and somebody just start blabbing away, and you're just like, man, you don't give nobody a chance.
Yeah, be respectful and not say anything until he calls.
Do like a POTA activation if I start getting a good one. You start getting people like that, you'd probably end up ignoring them, but who knows.
Figure out, you know, he calls QRZ, and before I can even get my call sign out, he's already picked somebody.
I mean, you know, sometimes I try to really phonetically say my call sign, and there's other times where, man, you just got to hurry up and spit it out just to try to get it in there before they start calling on somebody. I couldn't figure that out at all. I guess as soon as they started hearing something, they just went after it. I don't know.
At first, some of them grabbed the one that they heard last, and that it's just all different. You got to kind of listen and figure out his pattern.
It was that like that, where you can't get your call sign. I couldn't quite grasp how they were doing it. I mean, they just had to take the first thing they heard. That's the only thing I can go with. But
contest it is, but I know last year at the end of March, there was a really good contest for worldwide, and I made those, you know, those snapshots I sent to you, those were all like on the same day or same weekend anyway.
I'll have to keep an eye on the contest calendar, see if there's anything else coming up. But yeah, I wouldn't mind. I want to try some outdoor. I'm ready for it to warm up now. I want one good snow, and then it can warm up, and I can start getting outside play on my radio.
You should.
Had the kerosene heater going. I was still freezing.
That's too funny. Then when it warms up, then you're going to need AC.
And, I know I've already talked to the wife about going camping and stuff, and I'm like, I'm going to take my radio with me, do some stuff, like, you know, go to King's Mountain or Caesar's Head or something like that, and maybe activate the park. But, yeah, it'll definitely be that way. If it's hot, I'm not going to be able to get out of the heat at all.
I can take with me yet. I need to break down and get me one.
I recommend that if you ever watch his YouTube videos, that KM4ACK, I mean, he's got that. I know it's 40 and 20. It's either 15 and 10 or 40, 20, 10. I don't remember exactly. But, I mean, I paid $40. I think it was $40 for a half-wave infed, and he sends you everything you need to build it. And then you can just watch his instructions on YouTube. I mean, even for me, it took me maybe 15 minutes to put it all together.
One of those Wolf River coils.
You know that, it's the super antenna, but last time I checked Amazon, because I was wanting some more, get some more radials, they didn't hardly have anything on there, so I don't know if he got wiped out or what.
It's going on in the world, everybody going for communications. I've had 5 or 6 people ask me about communications.
I see that. I mean, a little bit of prep and a little bit of worry about, you know, different things. But the only thing I would that you got to have if you do the Wolf River, the super antenna, is either you got to mark your place on the antenna, or you got to have a good analyzer so you can try to get your SWR to where you need it. And that's the only thing that struggled me. So I thought about getting one of those little Nano V&As or whatever, like $50. They're supposed to be pretty good for that, instead of taking my big MFJ antenna analyzer.
Mark it and get it fairly close.
What am I doing? It just depends. Like if I had the 80 meter coil, it changes it a little bit. But Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Just take like a Sharpie and mark on the coil exactly where I'm at for at least maybe the mid-range on the voice frequency. That should get me fairly close for like 80 and 40 and maybe even 20.
It should do it, I would think.
And get it set up. All right, Ken, I need to head on inside. That way I can get ready for my startup meeting and everything. So I'm going to have to say 7-3s. Hope we'll catch you on the radio. Maybe we can catch each other on 80 meters if we're not doing anything. But I'll send you a text if I'm bored. I get time to play on the radio tonight. Other than that, 7-3s, hope you have a great day at work. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Andrew, have a good one, and then hope your day goes really smooth, and maybe I'll catch you on HF tonight. And then I'll say 73, KN4 KFW.